From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics. Meantime, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, appearing on the ABC program this week, spoke about tweets by President Trump coming back at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who has said he had a nuclear button on his office desk that puts the U.S. within range of a nuclear weapon. Sun-Yun Lee is a Korean studies scholar at Tufts University.
The U.S. is trying very hard to send North Korea a stern message. I think the U.S. feels a bit cornered by recent developments.
Referring to the apparent detente between North and South Korea, U.S. CIA Director Mike Pompeo.
The North Koreans are behaving out of fear. That is, they are very concerned that America, for the first time in an awfully long time, is serious about denuclearizing the peninsula. And I think they're trying to find a foothold, trying to find a place to reach out. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Talks between North and South Korea set for tomorrow. Iranian parliament met in closed-door session Sunday to hear reports on the deadly protest in the country and consider economic conditions that spawned the demonstrations. More than 20 have died in those demonstrations, well over 1,000 jailed. At least one person was killed in Sudan during protests sparked by the rise in the price of bread. Protesters block roads, burn tires, and clash with police who responded with tear gas. Bread prices have more than doubled after the government decided to remove subsidies and halt the importation of grain. Sudan has seen sporadic public interest and protest in the past years against austerity measures. This is VOA News.